This is the message delivered by Pastor Kazuya Ishida on September 14th, 2025. The message title is The House of Hospitality. The scripture passage is from Book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 through 31. Good morning. Let us read today's scripture passage. A Book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 through 31. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. Today we gather for worship to commemorate the 39th anniversary of our church chapel's dedication. Here in Kamitakatsu, built upon the foundation of our Savior Jesus Christ, Tsuchiura Megumi Church has been continually established over these 39 years through the faith of many believers. By the grace of our Lord God and the prayers of our spiritual predecessors, this chapel was built. We continue to offer worship here, giving thanks for the Lord's grace. This chapel, where we gather, overflows with God's grace and the prayers and praises that have been offered here continuously. Furthermore, Tsuchiura Megumi Church not only offers worship to our Lord God, but also abounds in rich fellowship. From parent-child classes to kindergarten, elementary school, teens, and open worship services, we have various gatherings where many people, from young children to the elderly, come together. There is fellowship within each class. At lunchtime, we share fellowship over delicious Megumi Udon. In the afternoon, there are gatherings for volunteers, meetings for different age groups, and on weekdays, there are home gatherings, the Kira Kira Club, youth meetings, and recently a father's network has also begun. Additionally, four ministries operate here: Mana Nursery School, Kira Kira Service, Morino Gakuen, and Karashidane. Many staff members, children, and service users gather at Tsuchiura Megumi Church. There is rich fellowship within this large family of God. Tsuchiura Megumi Church can truly be called a large house where an extended family lives together. It is a large house where young children and the elderly live together, even having its own columbarium. What kind of home should this large house be? What kind of home do we wish it to be? Above all, what kind of home does our Lord God desire for us? When we say so-and-so's house, we might be describing the building itself, or we might be describing the family living in that house. We might say, so-and-so's house was recently newly built, or we might describe the family's situation by saying so-and-so's house is always bustling. Both are important matters. The building itself requires cleaning, maintenance, and upkeep so that family living there can live healthily and comfortably. Preparing the building is also necessary for various activities like welcoming guests, playing indoors, or working. And it is also vital that the family living there enjoys living together happily. If there are small children, they must be raised. If someone is tired from work, he or she must be able to rest peacefully. If someone has a disability, the environment must be adapted and she or she must be assisted. Since everyone is a cherished family member, we must be careful that no one feels unsettled or insecure within their own home. As a large family living in a large house, I would like us to consider how we can cherish and manage the building God has given us, preparing it for our family. We should live together as a community of faith, helping one another, rejoicing together, and worshiping the Lord. First, we are not all blood-related family. We are God's family in the Lord, united together through Jesus. Jesus chose each one of us and led us to live with Him. The scene where Jesus called each one is written in Mark chapter 1. Jesus met Simon Peter, Andrew, and the others by the Sea of Galilee. Mark chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once, they left their nets and followed him. Jesus calls out to the fishermen working on the Sea of Galilee, saying, "Follow me." Simon and his brother Andrew hear Jesus' call and respond to it. Hearing Jesus' voice and responding to it, that is what it means to become a disciple of Jesus and to become part of God's family. In the same way, each one of us also hears Jesus' voice, responds to his call, and gathers together in the church. And within God's family, there are roles, just as in earthly families, each has his or her role, as father, mother, child, brother, sister, and beyond that, there are often specific tasks within the family. Jesus said to Simon and his brother Andrew, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." It's not just about becoming part of God's family. Roles are given. We are given a mission to live as members of God's family, each with a purpose for living together. It also means that Jesus has expectations for us. We are chosen by Jesus, made members of God's family, and each has a role expected of them. In this way, Jesus selects each person individually, forming a community of followers who walk with him, a family living together. Jesus does not gather only the world's most distinguished people to form an elite group for worldly success. Instead, he chooses diverse individuals, from children to the elderly, each endowed with a different gifts, to build a family rich in variety. It is a family where each person is unique, where mutual respect and support flourish, and where the joy of living together is shared. Jesus first chose fishermen as his disciples. I believe this choice holds meaning. He selected people engaged in the work of fishing, deeply connected to the daily lives of others. He did not choose someone distant from people's lives someone with great power and unapproachable, but rather someone deeply involved in everyday life, a fisherman. Jesus' choice is mysterious. You may wonder, why was I chosen? Why am I here? Even if we find it puzzling, Jesus has indeed chosen each one of us, and we have responded to that call, gathering here together. And together we live as God's family, helping each other in our daily lives. Just as fishermen joyfully share the fish they catch, we joyfully share the blessings God gives us with one another. As we share these blessings, we can imagine a rich family where each person shines vibrantly and live together. Meeting Jesus changed Simon and Andrew's lives. They were led into a new way of living. For anyone who meets Jesus, their way of life becomes new and transformed. When Jesus says, "Follow me," they left their nets behind and followed. They abandoned their ordinary lives and were led into a new life guided by Jesus, the life of God's family. Reading the Bible, we see that while Jesus was indeed the son of carpenter, he did not come into this world to build great, magnificent structures. Jesus, who called fishermen to be fishers of men, was the carpenter who would build God's family, the church, through people. What Jesus worked hard to do was to invite people, guide them, live together with them, help one another, and create a community living together in faith. And Jesus builds God's family through his word. After calling his disciples, Jesus went to the synagogue and spoke the word. Mark chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. People were astonished by Jesus' powerful words. Then Jesus healed a man possessed by an evil spirit. Both the disciples and the people who were present were amazed. They were astonished not just by his words, but by his power. Jesus not only spoke, but also healed, encouraged, and empowered people through his miracles. His miracles were not confined to the synagogue. His power was also revealed in the homes where people lived their daily lives. In Mark chapter 1, verses 29-31, we see, as soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. Jesus went to the house of Simon and Andrew. The disciples followed Jesus. It was Simon and Andrew's own home. Jesus entered their house. Jesus came right into their home. They must have been amazed that Jesus could be so deeply involved in their daily lives. And there, in their own home, they would witness Jesus' miraculous work. It was the healing of a sick family member. While following Jesus and being with him, Simon and Andrew must have been worried and concerned about their sick family member. Jesus surely knew the family's situation and the disciples' anxious hearts. Jesus is the one who knows those who follow him intimately. When we follow Jesus, he knows everything about us. The disciples and their family experienced Jesus' comfort. Living with Jesus means overflowing comfort and abundant grace. His mercy and power are revealed right where we live. Jesus is the one who enters into our daily lives. When people welcomed Jesus into their home, they immediately told him that Simon's mother-in-law had a fever. As soon as Jesus arrived, there was a family who immediately sought his help. We too want to be such a family. If there are family members suffering, feeling weak, or needing help within our own families or God's family, we want to be loving families who worry about them and immediately seek Jesus' help. The mother-in-law, healed by Jesus, then served the people. That day was the Sabbath, a day of worship. Many people at that time likely lived their Sabbath trying to stay still, doing nothing. But Jesus himself not only taught in the synagogues on the Sabbath, he also cast out demons, healed the sick, and performed miracles to love and give life to people. And the healed mother-in-law began to host people. Within the relationships Jesus created, people are transformed. Jesus becomes the catalyst, creating rich relationships where people respond to one another. We too desire to cherish such relationships with Jesus and with others. Like the disciples who immediately responded to Jesus' call, we want to be those who respond to his voice. Like those who immediately told their family where Jesus came to their house, we want to be those who care for and help those around us. And just as the mother-in-law healed by Jesus welcomed others, we desire to be not only those who are helped, but also those who help. Not only those who are loved, but also those who love, with a gratitude. Such relationships are the image of God's family, guided by Jesus. Jesus changed people's lives. He changed how the Sabbath was spent. Worship takes place, healing occurs there, acts of love are performed, and hospitality is extended. From a worship community to a community of faith life, this is also the vision of Tsuchiura Megumi Church. It is also the work Jesus intended to do. And indeed, through Jesus, a family was formed, a family that helps one another, loves one another, and hosts one another. Jesus is the one who selects each person individually, gives them a new role, forms a family, and created a rich fellowship of God's family that transcends human common sense. Are we living within the norms of this world? Or are we being led by Jesus to live by the new values of God's family? When we live together, when we live guided by Jesus, the place where we gather becomes a house of hospitality, overflowing with Jesus' grace and the Lord's love, a place incomparable to any gatherings in this world. Jesus not only spoke to many in the synagogue, but also engaged with each person individually, bringing healing and possessing the power to transform one person. By that same power of Jesus, we too desire to be guided and transformed into those who welcome others. Jesus went to various places and taught in the synagogue, but the home became a crucial place of his work. We desire not only to hear Jesus' words in the synagogue, but also to welcome him into our homes, the homes of our divine family. There, as we experience his mighty works and love one another, may our homes become a places of hospitality, welcoming many people. In this way, we can share the joy of living together. Such was the homes of Matthew, the tax collector. In Mark chapter 2, verse 15, while Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with him and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Gathering together and following Jesus together, there is no greater joy than this. Our gathering, brought together by Jesus, is a gathering of joy, a gathering of hospitality, a gathering of Jesus' family. It is a rich gathering of God's family, where we worship together and share His grace. Time and again, Jesus went to the house. Mark chapter 3, verse 20. Then Jesus entered the house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. People gathered seeking Jesus, and before those gathered in the house, Jesus said, Mark chapter 3, verses 33 through 35, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Just as a family bound by blood is not something that exists from the beginning or is formed naturally, God's family is not either. God's family is not either. It is a special family guided by the words of Jesus. And just as even a family bound by blood requires effort and care to remain a family, God's family requires even more effort to remain a family, conscious of being one. It is necessary to keep listening to the word, seeking the will, and maintaining the fellowship of the family. Jesus called those who gathered in response to his invitation his family. "Here are my mother and my brothers." It is through the faith that confesses Jesus as Lord that we become family. God's family is a gathering of those who follow the Lord Jesus. It is a gathering of those who live seeking God's will in this way. It is a gathering of those who receive and share God's grace together. Jesus asks, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" This is an important question from Jesus to us. His family. Are we truly God's family now? Are we seeking God's will together while cherishing our relationship with one another? We want to keep asking this question, and we want to continue being God's family. We are a family of grace, a family that dwells in a house of hospitality. Together, we hear the voice of the Lord God, respond to Jesus' call, witness the Lord's healing works, share in grace, and serve one another. "Who is my mother, and who are my brothers?" Jesus asked. Surely rejoicing that those gathered here were his family, and surely those around him were also filled with joy. In the same way, Jesus, who dwells at the center of our lives, rejoices that you who are here are his family. We too want to rejoice, looking into each other's faces, recognizing with joy that this person and that person are members of our God's family. And we want to continue living together as family, helping one another, encouraging one another, and welcoming one another. This is the will of Jesus. We hope that through Jesus' power, our relationships will be built in this way, relying on Jesus' grace. Tochiura Megumi Church is overflowing with rich fellowship. We have various worship services and many people gather, from young children to the elderly. There is a rich fellowship. We also have four ministries. It is a large house where a great family of God lives together, a place of rich fellowship within this large family. At the center of a large house is Jesus, and Jesus guides us so that our house becomes a place where we serve one another, a house of joy, a house of hospitality. Let us pray.